5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's talk about it.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me. My name is Will Johnson, UniteAmericaFirst.com. Thank you so much. Please do me a favor. Please do me a huge favor. Hit the like button for me. Hit the like button for me. Please hit the like button and also subscribe. If you have not subscribed, please also share this video. I'm going to play a little bit of this whole impeachment sham that many of us did observe and many of us did not observe it. And to be honest with you, I was watching it as much as I could stomach from the left, and my head just started hurting because they were just straight up lying. They're straight up deceiving the American people, deceiving the world. It's not even like holding back any longer. It's like nothing has changed with these politicians. They're lying to every single one of us. And then the way they spin it, trying to say that they have every right to do this based on the Constitution. Well, of course, the Constitution say they have every right to do it. When the corruption takes place, that's what they're supposed to do. But see, they're being real selective. They're only doing it here because they do not want President Trump to ever hold the position of president again. They're trying to make sure that President Trump cannot come back 3 years from now in 2024 and run. They want to make sure that he doesn't have a voice at all. President Trump was an anomaly. President Trump was not supposed to happen. It was supposed to be Hillary Rotten Clinton to continue the whole path of destroying America, destroying this nation. That's what was supposed to take place. Not what we're seeing now with Trump being, what they're trying to fight Trump. This should have never been taking place. So now they are trying to set an example of President Trump to try to make sure that this never happens again. They want to make the possibility of another Trump ever walking through the White House doors something that would never, ever happen again. See, in 2016, they were completely surprised that the American people were waking up. They were completely surprised that the American people did not believe the lies then. And you know what? The American people don't believe the lies now. And they've gone the extra measure, the extra step, regardless on what we believe or not, regardless if we're awake or not. They wanted to make sure that President Trump would not be in the White House. This is such a sickening time. These people are blatantly lying to every last one of us, and then they expect all of us to just be in acceptance of what they're doing. These people, and I'm gonna play some clip for you. I'm gonna play a clip for you. These people are lying to the point to where they're trying. I'm willing to bet that they're lying, and they probably have a backdoor deal or something to see who can be the most convincing in telling their lies. I'm sitting there watching it, and like I said, my stomach's turning, my head is hurting, just listening to it. And it's like they're in the Senate chambers, and it's just like really quiet because it's like really boring and it's like disgusting listening to them. What is the point in this? If they don't see President Trump as a threat any longer, they wouldn't be doing this. If President Trump was one of these establishment Republicans, one of these establishment leaders, one of these globalists, they wouldn't be doing this to President Trump right now, because President Trump would be going, would have gone along with all of the tyranny that they're bringing down onto us right now. We're all seeing it. They're not even hiding it. And I'm sitting there looking at it and I'm like, they're not telling the American people that they're lying about it. The reason why they're saying that they want to tell the American people that they're impeaching President Trump because he incited the riot. He incited the mob to take place on January 6th, which is a total lie. There's no video. There's no audio. There's not even a tweet where President Trump even suggested that people riot at the Capitol. It's not there. But see, the Democrats know this, so they take everything that President Trump says and they twist it, just like the whole Russia collusion delusion. Remember that? Have we forgotten about that? Where they were telling all of us without any shred of evidence, not a piece of proof, that President Trump colluded with Russia. Do y'all remember that? I mean, they spent the first 3 years until the Mueller report finally came out where it said that President Trump never colluded with Russia. But they spent those 3 years every single day, day in and day out, putting out disinformation, misleading the American people on the mainstream media, the politicians, big tech pushing it every single day. Russia, Russia, Russia. Do y'all remember that? No evidence, no proof of anything. They couldn't understand how President Trump won. So then they came up with this whole scam, this whole fake dossier. It was elaborate. It was so elaborate. They said, okay, people have to believe it because look how elaborate it is. They have to believe it. There's no way that they can't believe this because the lie is so big. It has to be true, right? Same thing they did with this thing worldwide. The lie is so big, people have to believe it because it's so big. It's so elaborate. There's no way that people could make something like this happen on the planet worldwide. In this day of, and people really believe that in this day of technology, that people they cannot make something go viral like this. They cannot make something that a lie like they have been doing go viral and have people believe it when it's so big and so elaborate. They do it. They've been doing it. They've been doing it all the time. They're just taking it up a notch every single time. But this impeachment hearing here, they're doing a bit because they're afraid of President Trump. And I asked this question. I've been asking this question to multiple people. Anyone watching right now, I'm going to ask you the same thing. I'm going to ask you the same thing. Where are the good guys? Am I the only one thinking about this? Because I don't see them. I don't see them. It's truly like we have good guys that see this happening and they're not doing nothing. What is happening in our country right now and the good guys sitting idly by, and I'm talking about the good guys in the U.S. military and the FBI and the CIA and the DOJ, there has to be good people still there that have some kind of position of authority. There has to be. If that is the case, that there's no more good, the good guys, the good men and women in these organizations, if they are not there any longer, then we are truly screwed as a nation. Truly. I mean, it's so bad that we're done as a nation. If this is the case, if the good guys, the good women and the good men and women in these organizations, the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, and the military, if they are gone in the USA, then we're truly done. Where are they? Where are you? they went so elaborate with this hoax and what they're doing with this impeachment. It's so elaborate. It's so far-fetched. It's just out there blatant lie after lie after lie. We need something elaborate to happen, just on a biblical scale. And we need the law enforcement in the nation to do their job. Where are they at? And then you have people on the left, they're just like giggling like little demonic demons. You're just mad. You're mad because you lost. No, we did not lose. The prophet, when you hear a lot of these prophets, when the prophecies, and I've been meaning to say this. The prophecies that everyone was saying that President Trump was going to win, the prophecies were true. They just didn't talk about them cheating. They didn't talk about them doing the corruption. And now they're spinning it, trying to say that President Trump was cheating, was trying to steal the election. That's what they're saying now. They completely spin it, regardless of all of the affidavits, thousands of affidavits, regardless of all of that, regardless of all of the visual proof, regardless of all the soft proof, meaning on the computer, regardless of all the tangible proof that is out there, the showing widespread, regardless of all of that, where are the good guys at? Where are our superheroes? Where are they? How come they're not addressing this issue? Regardless of all of this, and they're looking the other way, and then it's people like myself and others out there that's saying something that's putting our lives on the line, because I can't tell you how many times these people are so upset with me because I'm out here saying what I'm saying, talking against a demonic entity, these tyrants in on the hill. They don't like me talking about them, but yet they continue to do all this corruption and I keep talking about it, and the good men and women in law enforcement do nothing about it. It's like they are being controlled, or they're too timid, or they're too silent, and they're afraid of losing their jobs when the country's being lost. So they say nothing. I've talked to many police officers and even military personnel throughout the nation, and nothing. And then some people saying, wait until March 4th, wait until March 4th. All that is someone moving the goalpost down. When something was supposed to happen, January 21st, something was supposed to happen. And then something was supposed to happen 10 days after that. Something was supposed to happen. Something was supposed to happen yesterday. Something was supposed to happen today. There's supposed to be a blackout. There's people saying, oh, wait. None of that is happening. Where are the good men and women in law enforcement? And because they sat on their hands, is the very reason why they're doing this sham today. The very reason why they're doing this sham today. Do me a favor, hit that like button. Please hit that like button. Help me get past the algorithms and share this video. I'm getting ready to go and talk about this crazy nonsense. And I'm sitting, when I was watching it earlier, I'm sitting there getting a headache, and they're just looking at it and knowing that they're blatantly lying. And you have people in Congress, in the Senate, sitting there listening to these people blatantly lie while the rest of us are saying address it. Well, they can't. They're supposed to be up there, go up there and say whatever lie that they want to the American people and to their other fellow congressmen. Say whatever lie you want, and you can't say anything. You can't get up and say you're lying, stop lying. You can't do any of that, apparently. You're just supposed to just sit back and take it, and they're lying to all of us without any repercussion. Just nothing. Nothing. There should be a law that when members of Congress get on the floor and they lie to the American people, they should be held in contempt of court or whatever it is. They should be held for criminal charges for lying to the American people. are trying to mislead the American people. See, big tech companies give a pass to these tyrants to lie all over social media, to lie everywhere, to mislead the American people. But soon as we go on there and tell the truth and say and expose what they're doing, they say it's disinformation that we're putting out there, or we're putting out fraudulent information. But yet they're the ones that's lying. The lie to them is the truth. When you say 2 + 2 = 4 and they come around and say 5, the fact checkers are right around the corner getting ready to say you're lying saying it's 4 when it is 5.
And you don't have to take my word for it.
We're not going to.
This body, the world's greatest deliberative body, the United States Senate, has reached that same conclusion in one form or another over the past 200 years in multiple occasions that we'll go through. Over 150 constitutional scholars, experts, judges, conservative, liberal, you name it, they overwhelmingly have reached the same conclusion that, of course, you can try, convict, and disqualify a former president.
Now, shouldn't a former president actually commit a crime? I mean, seriously, right? Because we all know that what they're trying to impeach President Trump on is a total lie. And I gave the analogy, you know, like you go to a restaurant and you order chicken and you decide to eat the bone in the chicken. Do you hold the restaurant liable, or do you hold yourself liable because you tried to eat the chicken bone? See, these people are trying to say, because people went into the Capitol and was destroying stuff, is that President Trump should be held accountable. That's to say that people out in America right now on the streets that get in a car accident with someone, DUI, that's President Trump's fault. They're blaming President Trump for everything. Do y'all remember when President Trump went into office and then in the beginning and everything that happened, no matter what it was, they were saying, blame Trump. All roads led to President Trump, no matter what it was. He didn't even have to be there. He was guilty regardless if he was involved or not.
And that makes sense, because the text of the Constitution makes clear there is no January exception to the impeachment power. That presidents can't commit grave offenses in their final days and escape any congressional response.
See, this is them saying that President Trump, it's like President Trump tried to take the country into nuclear, or America into nuclear war. They're trying to say that President Trump was actually like walking around shooting people. That's how they're coming across with this. They're saying that President Trump, because he said be peaceful, incited riots. Nothing what they're saying. And they played a video before talking about, you know, and they picked out all the spots to try to make it look really, really bad. And they won't even acknowledge that some of these people were leftists that were doing the disruption. And now they're trying to say that is fake news. Like, oh, that's not true. That's not true. No leftists were there. Leftists took advantage of this and they did this. But they're saying, oh, no leftists were there. They're all only Trump supporters. And on top of that, the U.S. Constitution is correct that you can impeach someone when they actually commit a crime. But there's no crime committed here. They're making it up. They're lying. And I can't help but think when the Antichrist comes on the scene, people like this and everyone else that believe in him is going to just go right along with it, because people are being easily manipulated. People are being deceived like never before.
That's not how our Constitution works. Let's start with the precedent, with what has happened in this very chamber. I'd like to focus on just two cases. I'll go through them quickly. One of them is the nation's very first impeachment case, which actually was of a former official. In 1797, about a decade after our country had ratified our Constitution, there was a senator from Tennessee by the name of William Blunt who was caught conspiring with the British to try to sell Florida and Louisiana.
Okay, so at what point did President Trump conspire with Russia? It never happened. Remember that? At what point did President Trump try to undermine and do wrong in the Ukraine? It never happened. At what point did President Trump actually commit a crime as president? Never happened. Never happened. But all they're doing is they're talking about what people have done in the past, trying to say President Trump is guilty of the same thing. They're showing cases of people who actually did stuff in the past, like William Blunt here, trying to sell Louisiana, and got caught trying to do it. Of course, he's guilty. Guilty. Okay? No one can argue that. It's on the books. Unless they made it up then, but as of today, it's on the books. But they're trying to say President Trump is guilty of something that he didn't do. Remember Russia, Russia, Russia. Don't forget Russia, Russia, Russia. It's the same thing. They're saying that President Trump did something that he did not do. And now because they have the House and the Senate, that's why they're going through this. And they're terrified of President Trump having a voice. President Trump rallying the American people behind him.
Ultimately, President Adams caught him. He turned over the evidence to Congress. 4 days later, the House of Representatives impeached him. A day after that, this body, the United States Senate, expelled him from office. So he was very much a former official. Despite that, the House went forward with its impeachment proceeding in order to disqualify him from ever again holding federal office. And so the Senate proceeded with the trial, with none other than Thomas Jefferson presiding.
But this has nothing to do with President Trump. President Trump didn't actually commit a crime. See, this is what's so sickening about all of this. They're saying because people in the past have committed crimes and got impeached and never, ever again hold political position because they actually committed a crime. President Trump hasn't. And anyone who believes that President Trump actually committed a crime because he's told people to go home, be peaceful, you're complete idiots. I don't know how else to explain it. You're completely an idiot if you believe when President Trump said, be peaceful. We are the law and order party. We follow the law. We're not going to be disruptive. That's why you're not seeing cities burning right now from constitutionalists, aka Trump supporters.
Now, Blunt argued that the Senate couldn't proceed because he had already been expelled. But here's the interesting thing. He expressly disavowed any claim that former officials can't ever be impeached. I mean, unlike President Trump, he was very clear that he respected and understood that he could not even try to argue that ridiculous position. Even impeached Senator Blunt recognized the inherent absurdity of that view. Here's what he said.
You know why? Because he actually got caught committing a crime. That's how it works, people. Just because you have these stupid, demonic Democrats saying that President Trump did something doesn't make it true. I remember the first impeachment. They were saying that President Trump was guilty for colluding with Russia without any evidence of it. They just made it up. And I never forget, I was talking to this one nut job in Austin, downtown Austin, and I asked him, I said, where's the proof? His example of proof was we have to keep looking until we find something. Well, how do you know a crime was committed? He said, well, we have to look to see if there was a crime committed. So you're basically telling me that just because you said that a crime was committed, you have to investigate, even though there was no crime ever come about. For example, they said there was a dead body. And say, okay, well, who's missing? We don't know. What do you mean you don't know? How you know there's a dead body? Well, we don't know there's a dead body because we have to keep looking until we find a dead body. But you don't know anyone's missing. There's no missing person report, none of that. No. Or you can make up a missing person report, but whose name in it? Well, we don't have a name yet because we don't know who's missing for the body. It's the same thing that they're doing here. The same thing that they're doing here. It is amazing to me that people's minds completely lying like this to all of us, this lying, misleading the American people, and they expect us to accept it, to just go right along with it, to not even pay attention to it. Oh, they must be telling the truth because it's so elaborate. People have to believe this.
I certainly never shall contend that an officer may first commit an offense and afterwards avoid by resigning his office. That's the point. And there was no doubt because the founders were around to confirm that that was their intent and the obvious meaning of what is in the Constitution.
That's because Blunt actually committed a crime. You can't take what someone else did in the past and tie it to President Trump. It doesn't work that way. They know majority of the country still supports President Trump. They know this. This is the reason why they're going this to this extent to try to make sure that President Trump can never walk through the White House doors again. This is why they're doing this. And see, this is not the only thing. They're doing other things, other legislations to try to make sure that never again another decent president walks through the White House doors. They're trying to put it in concrete right now. They're trying to certify it for Kamala Harris. I'm telling you right now, that's exactly what they're doing. They're trying to certify it for Kamala Harris or whatever woman that they want next, because whoever is coming next is going to be a woman, 100%. They're not going to put another man up. It's probably going to either be a woman, or if it is a man, it'll be a trans.
Fast forward 80 years later, arguably the most important precedent that this body has to consider, the trial of former Secretary of War William Belknap. I'm not going to go into all the details, but just in short, in 1876, the House discovered that he was involved in a massive kickback scheme. Hours before the House committee that discovered this conduct released its report documenting the scheme, Belknap literally rushed to the White House to resign, tender his resignation to President Ulysses Grant, to avoid any further inquiry into his misconduct, and of course, to avoid being disqualified from holding federal office in the future. Well, later that day, aware of the resignation, what did the House do? The House moved forward and unanimously impeached him.
Because he actually committed a crime. Not because they just made it up saying, oh, well, you know what? We think that he committed a crime, so we're going to tell the American people that he committed a crime just so we can impeach him. These people acknowledge that they committed these crimes. President Trump doesn't need to acknowledge any crimes that he hasn't committed. They're wanting him to plead guilty.
Making clear its power to impeach a former official. And when his case reached the Senate, this body, Belknap made the exact same argument that President Trump is making today. That you all lack jurisdiction, any power to try him because he's a former official. Now, many senators at that time, when they heard that argument, literally they were sitting in the same chairs you all are sitting in today. They were outraged by that argument. Outraged. You can read their comments in the record. They knew it was a dangerous, dangerous argument with dangerous implications. It would literally mean that a president could betray their country, leave office, and avoid impeachment and disqualification entirely.
Exactly what did President Trump do? See, this is like going around in a circle. This is where I keep telling everybody that these people are misleading the American people, and they're blatantly lying, and they're trying to be real compelling with their lies. Is anyone else seeing this? Is anyone else picking up on this? I'm telling you, just listen to what how he's saying it here. Let me take that part back just a hair again. Just a hair so you can hear what he says there.
Knew it was a dangerous, dangerous argument with dangerous implications. It would literally mean that a president could betray their country, leave office, and avoid impeachment and disqualification entirely.
So how did President Trump betray the United States of America? See, that's what they're alluding to. This has nothing to do with President Trump doing something wrong. This has everything with them setting an example. Anybody, this is part of the reason why they went after Congresswoman Green. Anybody that wants to stand up for the American people and help the American people, you can expect this to happen to you. This is them sending a message out. This is them signaling that, hey, if you expect the American people to do the right thing, we are going to shut you down. We don't want anyone to do the right thing. We don't want anyone that's going to put America first. We don't want anyone that's going to look after the American people. We don't want anyone that's going to create jobs in America. We don't want anyone that's not going to bow down to the globalist system. President Trump did not betray the country. These tyrants did.
And that's why, in the end, the United States Senate decisively voted that the Constitution required them to proceed with the trial. The Belknap case is clear precedent that the Senate must proceed with this trial, since it rejected pretrial dismissal, affirmed its jurisdiction, and moved to a full consideration of the merits. Now, Belknap ultimately was not convicted, but only after a thorough public inquiry into his misconduct, which created a record of his wrongdoing. It ensured his accountability and deterred anyone else from considering such corruption.
Y'all hear this? See? Now, in code, they're saying, let me take it back. They want to deter anyone again from helping the American people the way President Trump did, by putting America on top. They want to deter anybody. I just sit there and said that. Listen, I'm going to play it again.
Ultimately was not convicted, but only after a thorough public inquiry into his misconduct, which created a record of his wrongdoing. It ensured his accountability and deterred anyone else from considering such corruption.
And they're saying that President Trump putting America first is corruption. That's what they're saying here. Because why is he referring back to different cases in the past? Why is he referring to him? Because he's trying to make similarities to what President Trump did. Or in this case, what President Trump didn't do. Why bring it up? Right? Why not bring up how much ink they used to sign the Declaration of Independence? Why not bring that up? Why not bring up the manufacturers of the pen for the ink during that time? Why not bring it up? Because it has nothing to do with this. They're bringing this up, trying to make the connection, saying that what President Trump did was corruption. He betrayed the American people. That's what they're saying here, when it's obviously the opposite. President Trump did just the opposite. And they know it.
By making clear that it was intolerable, the trial served important constitutional purposes.
The trial served constitutional purposes. So what does this trial do? What does this trial give us? What does this trial do for the American people? How does this make us move forward? How does this help at all? President Trump now is a private citizen, right? Am I wrong? But they're doing this to make sure that he can never again rally all of us together. That's what they want to do. I'm willing to bet if President Trump decided to do a rally, how many people you think would show up? And let's just say Biden did a rally and President Trump held a rally. Can be in same city or on opposite sides of the country. How many people you think will show up to President Trump's rally versus Biden? I would love for President Trump to have a rally right now. Can you imagine that? Just think about it. If President Trump had a rally right now, think about it. And all he has to do is just go on there and talk about what Biden is doing, what Biden has been doing, destroying the nation, putting America second. If Biden were to have a rally, he'd probably go down to the southern border where all these people are coming in and probably put them all in the stadium, knowing good and well they can't understand a word he's saying. He don't even understand a word he's saying. But that's the only way he'll get people to pack it out. But I guarantee if President Trump had a rally right now, imagine how many thousands of people would show up. Would you show up? Would you show up? Would you show up to hear what he has to say? Because you know the networks are not going to televise it. And if anything, the big tech companies will make sure that you can't see it either. Because they'll say, oh, he's putting out disinformation. You can't see anything that he's saying. I would love for President Trump to hold a rally right now. Now, I apologize if this demonic person that is in Congress, if these people have to be demonic spirits. If they're blatantly lying like this and there's nothing telling them that they're wrong. You know, the Holy Spirit convicts us when we do something wrong. You know what I'm talking about? When we do something and we shouldn't have done it and we feel bad about it, the Holy Spirit is convicting us. These people are lying and don't feel bad about it. They feel it is just to lie, to get, because the ends meet. And because of that, they will continue to lie.
There's another provision worth mentioning here, because there's been a lot of confusion about it. And I'm going to try to clear this up. It's the provision on removal and disqualification. Now, we all know the Senate imposes a judgment only when it convicts. Up on the screen, you'll see Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. So with that in mind, the language says that the Senate convicts, the judgment shall not extend further than removal and disqualification. That's it. The meaning is clear. The Senate has the power to impose removal, which only applies to current officials, and separately, it has the power to impose disqualification, which obviously applies to both current and former officers, but it doesn't have the power to go any further than that. Now, as I understand President Trump's argument, they believe that this language somehow says that disqualification can only follow removal of a current officer. But it doesn't. That interpretation essentially rewrites the Constitution. It adds words that aren't there. I mean, after all, the Constitution does not say removal from office and then disqualification. It doesn't say removal from office followed by disqualification. It simply says the Senate can't do more than two possible sentences, removal and disqualification.
Okay, so if he's not there, what are they removing him from? Y'all see how he's doing this? If President Trump is no longer the president, what are they removing him from? And then if they don't have nothing to remove him from, what are they disqualifying him from? I mean, maybe I'm not picking up on it, but he's sitting there saying that they're trying to rewrite the Constitution, and that's exactly what he's doing. If you're not there, because he just said you have to be removed. If there's no removal, shall not extend further than to removal of office, followed by disqualification. So if he's no longer in office, then what's the point? How are they all of a sudden able to do this? This is them manipulating every last one of us, or trying to.
And this, by the way, is not the first time that this direct question has been debated in this chamber. 146 years ago, during the Belknap trial, Senator George Edmunds of Vermont, he's one of the most prestigious Republican senators of his time. He sat right where Senator Grassley sits today. He zeroed in on this exact point during the Belknap trial. This is his quote: "A prohibition against doing more than two things cannot be turned into a command to do both or neither." And just imagine the consequences of such an absurd interpretation of the Constitution. I mean, if President Trump were right about that language, then officials could commit the most extraordinary, destructive offenses against the American people, high crimes and misdemeanors. They'd have total control over whether they can ever be impeached, and if they are, whether the Senate can try the case.
But you have to actually have someone who committed a crime. In this case, what President Trump is referring to and his lawyers is that there was no crime committed. You actually have to have a crime. These people are making up a crime. If you actually want to try someone for committing, for doing something, there has to be a body. If there's no body and there's no missing persons report, then what's the crime? If you're saying that someone was killed, okay, where's the body? There's no body. Who's missing? We don't know who's missing. But we're going to say that someone's been killed, there's been a crime, because we believe that there is a body, and we believe that there is someone missing. We just don't know who, but we have to keep looking until we figure out who it is, even though no one's reporting anyone's missing. This is exactly what they're doing here. I mean, I'm sorry to keep saying it that way, but that's it in lame terms.
If they want to escape any public inquiry into their misconduct or the risk of disqualification from future office, then it's pretty simple. They could just resign 1 minute before the House impeaches, or even 1 minute before the Senate trial, or they could resign during the Senate trial if it's not looking so well. That would effectively erase disqualification from the Constitution. It would put wrongdoers in charge of whether the Senate can try them.
What about the wrongdoers that are in the Senate? What about the wrongdoers that are in Congress? What about the wrongdoers that we're all calling tyrants now, that's putting this country through what they're putting through? And not just right now, but the last year especially, when they brought this bug in here. What about the wrongdoers that did that? They're more concerned about someone standing up for the United States of America than they are people committing actual crimes.
Third and final reason why President Trump must stand trial. Provision of Article 1 of the Constitution. You'll see here on the screen that the Constitution twice describes the accused in an impeachment trial. Here's what I want you to focus on. The interesting thing is, notice the words. It refers to a person and a party being impeached. Now, again, we know that the framers gave a lot of thought to the words that they chose. They even had a style committee during the Constitutional Convention. They could have written civil officers here. I mean, they did that elsewhere in the Constitution. That would have ultimately limited impeachment trials to current officials. But instead, they used broader language to describe who could be tried by the United States Senate. So who could be put on trial for impeachment other than civil officers? Who else could a person or a party be? Well, really, there's only one possible answer: former officers. And again, that actually might explain why, during the Belknap trial, Senator Thomas Bayard of Delaware, he later became the Secretary of State of the United States. He sat right where Senator Carper is sitting now. He found this point so compelling that he felt compelled to speak out on it. And during the trial, he concluded that the Constitution must allow the impeachment and trial of people and parties who are not civil officers. And the only group that could possibly encompass was former officials like Belknap. And of course, here, like President Trump. And just so we're clear, in full disclosure, this is another argument that was not addressed by President Trump in his rebuttal. And we know why they didn't. Because their argument doesn't square with the plain text of the Constitution.
Really? And is anyone paying attention? So the argument that they're coming across, bringing information or cases from the past that has nothing to do with the year 2021, there's nothing similar to it. They're pushing the case saying that the Senate has every right to impeach someone. with. No one is disagreeing with that. That's what they're pushing here. They're not pushing the case that we should be able to impeach someone simply because we don't like him. They're not saying that we should be able to impeach someone because we don't ever want him or her to ever fight for the country like President Trump did. They're not saying those words. They're trying to associate what other people have done in the past to President Trump as if President Trump did something equivalent or if not even worse. But that's not, but see, it's so crazy. It's asinine that these people would continue to go down this path with the American people. Do you really understand what they're doing to the nation here? They you know what? They scream unity. The left right now, they're screaming unity, right? Like never before. When President Trump was in office, they didn't, you couldn't even get the word unity to come out of their pie holes. Right. They figured that you have to get rid of President Trump in order to have unity. They want us to unite under their demonic, sinister ways.
There is one provision that President Trump relies on almost exclusively. Article 2, Section 4. I'm sure you'll see it when they present their arguments. Their argument is that the language you'll see on the screen somehow prevents you from holding this trial by making removal from office an absolute requirement. But again, where does the language say that? Where does it say anything in that provision about your jurisdiction? In fact, this provision isn't even in the part of the Constitution that addresses your authority. It's in Article 2, not Article 1. And it certainly says nothing about former officials. President Trump's interpretation doesn't square with history, originalism, textualism. In fact, even Chuck Cooper, the famous conservative lawyer I mentioned earlier, with clients like the House Minority Leader, he has concluded that this provision of the Constitution that President Trump relies on cuts against his position, his words. And that's because, as Cooper says, Article 2, Section 4 means just what it says. I mean, the first half describes what an official must do to be impeached, namely commit high crimes and misdemeanors. And the second half describes what happens when civil officers of the United States, including the sitting president, are convicted. Removal from office. That's it.
But he's not in office. I mean, he's not in office. Do we have two presidents of the United States right now? He's not in office. I mean, seriously, he's not in office. Seriously, he's not in the White House any longer, right? Or did I wake up and President Trump is still there? I want him to be there. Don't get me wrong. But they're going along like they're acting like we have two presidents because they have to remove him. They're wanting to remove him. All right, let me skip from him a little bit here. I want to go to this one here just a little bit. And I'm just going to play a little bit of this, and then I'm going to start taking some of your phone calls here. But I want you to listen to him. I mean, we can go on with the other one. It's so disgusting. I'm sorry if you're getting a headache because it's disgusting. I'm sitting there watching, and I'm like, I'm screaming at the telly. This is their line. But listen to some of this one here. I'm just going to skip into it. Because you need to hear.
6:01, as the Capitol was in shambles and as dozens of police officers and other law enforcement officers lay battered and bruised and bloodied. Here's what he said. These are the things and events that happen.
Okay, this is a tweet from President Trump. But listen how he spins it. Now, if you listen, he's going to read it. And everything President Trump said in this tweet, there's nothing wrong with it. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. There's nowhere does President Trump call for violence. Nowhere does President Trump support the violence. None of it. Exactly what I'm talking about when these people lie and how they twist and mislead everything. This is a prime example. Listen.
dozens of police officers and other law enforcement officers lay battered and bruised and bloodied. Here's what he said. These are the things and events that happen when a sacred landslide election victory is so unceremoniously and viciously stripped away from great patriots who have been badly and unfairly treated for so long. Go home with love and in peace. Remember this day forever.
Yes, remember this day forever, that what these demonic Democrats have done to this nation, what they have done. Now, listen to how he spins this. See, when President Trump says, go home with love and in peace. Remember this day forever, right? We should remember what they're doing, what they have done to us, what they've done to this nation. Now, listen to how he spins this.
Every time I read that tweet, it chills me to the core.
Really, it chills him to the core. Y'all hear this? Listen.
President of the United States sided with the insurrectionists.
Where did he side with people committing crimes? Where did he side? Where did he side with it? Let me go back to it again. Because where did he side with it?
Lay battered and bruised and bloody.
Listen, one more time.
Here's what he said. These are the things and events that happen when a sacred landslide election victory is so unceremoniously and viciously stripped away from great patriots who have been badly and unfairly treated for so long.
Where did President Trump in there side with anyone rioting? Where did President Trump in there side with anyone looting? Where in that tweet did President Trump encourage people to go out and burn buildings and steal and burn vehicles, attack people on the street? Where in this tweet did he say that? Nowhere did he say that. Nowhere did he allude to it. Nowhere. It's not even there. And he's sitting there reading it and it's not there. But see, he's doing like Adam Pencil Neck Shift did and doing a parody. This is what he said. I mean, listen, this is so obvious in our face and people are believing it, like the Antichrist is telling people one thing when you see the truth. It's right there.
Go home with love and in peace. Remember this day forever.
Okay, now listen, right? There's nothing wrong with this tweet. Nowhere does President Trump call for it or even suggest, you know, that it's a good thing. Nowhere in this tweet does President Trump say, hey, if you get caught and you get locked up, then I'm going to bail you out. I'm going to put up bail bond money for you. Nowhere in the tweet does it say that either.
Every time I read that tweet, it chills me to the core. The President of the United States sided with the insurrectionists. He celebrated their cause. He validated their attack. He told them, remember this day forever.
Do you see it? Now do you see it? President Trump is telling everyone to remember this day for what these tyrants have done to the nation. He's not telling people to remember that, hey, thank you for looting and stealing and burning up vehicles and attacking people. Nowhere does it say that. See, there should be consequences when people get on the Senate floor and the House floor and lie to the American people like this, or mislead the American people like this. There should be some kind of recourse behind that. If you go and lie or even tell half-truths to the FBI, they'll lock you up. If you go before Congress and you tell them a lie, they will lock you up. See, we, the people, supposed to control the government, don't no longer control the government because these supposedly kings and queens feel that they're above all of us and they control it. And they feel that they can lie to us because they want the ends to meet their sinister, demonic ways. The means never meet, they never do. Never do.
Hours after they marched through these halls looking to assassinate Vice President Pence, the Speaker of the House.
And you see how they're doing a play on words. What? They said that they want to assassinate him? What? And see, that's why I was asking earlier, where are the good men and women in law enforcement knowing good and well this is not true? And yet they're arresting people because of these demonic tyrants saying they were trying to assassinate the vice president, which is not true.
Any of us they could find. Given all that, it's no wonder that President Trump would rather talk about jurisdiction and a supposed January exception rather than talk about what happened on January 6th. Make no mistake, his arguments are dead wrong. They're distractions from what really matters. The Senate can and should require President Trump to stand trial. My colleagues have already addressed many of President Trump's efforts to escape trial. I'd like to cover the remainder and then address the broader issues at stake in this trial. For starters, in an extension of his mistaken reading of the Constitution, President Trump insists that he cannot face trial in the Senate because he's merely a private citizen. He references here the Bill of Attainder Clause. But as Mr. Neguse just explained, the Constitution refers to the defendant in an impeachment trial as a person and a party, and certainly he counts as one of those.
See, this is them playing on words. That's all this is. They're taking the Constitution and they're literally trying to rewrite it before our very eyes. And like I was saying before, it's the U.S. Constitution on trial here. They want to lock up the U.S. Constitution because President Trump represents the U.S. Constitution, we the people. And they don't want we the people to keep and hold our country. Y'all remember when President Trump inauguration 2017, President Trump said, I'm giving the country back to you. Do y'all remember him saying that? Well, this is the Democrats saying, well, you know what? American people, we're taking it back. You can't have it. It's ours. We want to do with it whatever we please. And that's what they're doing right now. All right. I got the phone line open. If you want to give me a call, call me. The number is right there on the screen. Numbers right there on the screen if you want to give me a holler. All right. We're going to go to the phone lines here. Let me say thank you to Aisha. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the super chat. Please hit the like button for me. Hit the like button for me. Actually, I put a video on Facebook because I'm not live on Facebook right now. I did a video and ask everyone on Facebook to come over to YouTube. I point the link over here, and there's actually a video that's on repeat over there. And I'm asking everyone to come over here and support me over here on my YouTube channel. Please hit the like button, share this. And of course, if you have not, please subscribe. All right, let's go to the phone lines because I want to hear what you have to say. We're not going to take a lot of phone calls, but I want to hear what you have to say about this whole impeachment sham. Where do you think America's going? Do you think, am I out of place for saying that this is the U.S. Constitution on trial and they're just using President Trump as the mechanism to go for it? And like I said before, this is the my personal opinion, this is the Constitution that's on trial. And after this, they're going to put Christ on trial. I truly believe that. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. All right, let's go to Angie from Missouri. You there, Angie?
I'm here, Will. I don't know how you watch some of this programming. I tell you, I refuse to watch this second farce impeachment. It's like shades of the first impeachment trial. The lies, the BS, the made up, the trumped up stories.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. They're going to end up getting their butt handed to them again like they did the first trial. Well, there's no other way around it.
So let me ask you this. How do you think they're going to get their backsides handed to them like the first trial? Because, and the only reason why I'm asking that, because now Chuck Schumer is the Senate leader, majority leader in the Senate. And then they have...
Because you can't...
Go ahead.
I don't know. You just can't make me believe that Republicans are going to stand up and vote for this BS again. I mean, yes, there's going to be five or six that we know will be the rhinos that are going to vote for it. But you cannot tell me that we do not have enough patriots here to voice an opinion.
So, I mean,
I just don't see it.
Yeah,
and
you know
then that, there will be insurrection because we, the people, are tired of this kind of BS.
You know,
it's going to come out in the wash somewhere.
You know what? I agree that we're 100% tired of the BS. But my question is how do we stop this when they control the Senate? Now, I mean, they control the Senate just like they control the House. In the House, they voted, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene can't even sit on any committees. The Democrats did, telling the Republicans what they can do. Mitch McConnell already said that he's welcoming this impeachment hearing, even though it's a farce.
Then, I mean, it's time for us to seriously sit down and talk some serious crap about succeeding from this country, because if this is the road we're going down, why even have a government? They're automatically going to do what they want to do anyway, no matter what we say or what we want.
And you're absolutely right, and that's exactly what they're doing right now. So I mean,
if this is what we're going to do to Trump, then I say we need to file an impeachment suit against Obama for the bribery that he did when he sent all that pallets of money to Iran, if you remember.
Yes, I do, 100%.
It's the same thing. Yep. It's the same thing. So let's go after his butt after this.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, it's ridiculous. Well, Will, I've ranted long enough, so it's time
Thank you.
To move on.
Thank you for calling.
All right.
Take care. You know what? They're saying that President Trump should be impeached regardless that he was in office or not. Well, regardless that he's no longer in office, that he should be impeached for the crimes that they're making up. Well, we know for a fact that Obama actually under his administration, and there's no way that he did not know about it when they were spying on President Trump. That is completely against the law. Obama should be impeached. And she's right. She's right. They should bring up articles of impeachment for Obama. Seriously. And even when he sent the money and they tried to say, well, that money was owed to them in Iran. That money was owed to them. It was the $1.8 billion in cash on pallets, but you couldn't release release the prisoners there until Obama paid that ransom. That's all it was, a ransom. We negotiated with terrorists. There's even an article right now to where they're saying that Biden administration needs to pay reparations for what President Trump has did to them with their nuclear program. They're demanding that the Biden administration do that right now. How does that work? How does that work? Shouldn't they be impeached? Maybe. I mean, seriously, I agree with her. All right. Hey, do me a favor. When you go to UniteAmericaFirst.com, please make sure you sign up for that newsletter. I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to this broadcast. Thank you so much. Do me a favor. Subscribe to this podcast. Subscribe to it. Share this everywhere you can. We are viewer and listener supported. Anything you can do to help us out is greatly appreciated. Head on over to UniteAmericaFirst.com. Thank you again, and God bless.